que siento. Puedes encontrar amor regular en cualquier lugar. No pierdas tu tiempo.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Armando Guzman. He's a defender and a midfielder for the Los Angeles Galaxy. He plays for their Special Olympics Unified Team. They're actually the champions of this year. They won it all, guys. Champ. So make sure you congratulate him in person if you see him. If not, just drive by on his Instagram or his Facebook and tell him, congrats, bro. Easy, right? But on top of all that, he's also the coach of the Hacienda Heights FC. It's a team put together by him because he noticed that a lot of his players wanted to keep playing together. But once the league ended, they were either going to be sent to different leagues or different teams. So instead of doing all that, he decided to get them all together and make a team out of that. Very talented group of kids. I believe I saw that they made it pretty far on the game that he's going to mention. I think he's going to mention a tournament. And I believe they got pretty far. I recorded this game, this interview a little bit before then. So I'm sorry that I didn't get you that information any sooner. But, you know, it's still a great interview. That nothing changes. It's awesome. I had an awesome time. And on top of that, he got me a Emma Boateng hat, which I'm guarding it with my life. I have a bubble wrapped, and I'm gonna get it encased pretty soon. So you know that's legit right there. I gotta do my best. No dust, no dirt's gonna touch that baby. I'm a fan, just in case you couldn't tell. But we'll get to know him a little bit better, in a bit, you know. But before I go any further, I want to talk about the riddle, guys. Okay. So, I'm going to give you guys a second chance to answer the riddle, okay? I'm going to mention it. I'm going to give you the riddle at the end of this episode. But just in case, for some reason, you didn't hear the last episode or you couldn't catch it, I'm just going to repeat it once more, okay? All right. I am heavy forward, but backwards I am not. Not a lot of you. I mean, one person tried. The same person as always for some reason. I gave him a hat already, so I'm not gonna go and give him another one because I want somebody else to win. But I am gonna send him some stickers or some artwork. I made it to Marlene Tafoya's exhibit, the Borders exhibit. She had an Angel Brew. Angel City Brewery. I'm gonna give you guys some advice, okay? Make sure you go with friends. Yeah, cause it's a brewery, guys. Have fun. Get us some drinks. There's Umami Burgers, I think, and there's a couple shops, a couple blocks away. There's a bomb, delicious ramen place. You know, that's one top. I'm not a soup person, so take it from me, that place is really good. Pay attention, or I don't know what the problem was. Hopefully, me giving you guys another chance fixes it. All right, okay, guys. The same rules apply. All you have to do is screenshot the picture, post it obviously, but tag me and one of your friends that you feel is gonna like this episode, okay? And DM me the answer. That's important, guys. You have to DM me the answer. If you don't DM me the answer, then I don't know what's going on. I can't see your post, or I'm not gonna give you credit. You gotta do it, okay? To other people that have been following me since I started, I'm very grateful, very thankful for your support. Unfortunately, I'm most of the time when I do the intro, I'm by myself. It gets kind of lonely. So it would help if you guys would send me some questions. I would love to answer questions, whatever you guys have. I don't care. Like, embarrassing, you know, I don't mind embarrassing myself. So shoot me some questions. Just send them to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. I don't know if you just want to ask how my day is. I answer your question. Maybe you want to be a guest. Maybe you have music and you're kind of shy and just want to send it to me to see what I think. Not that my opinion matters that much, but hey, you know, I'll give you my opinion. And you never know, you might be featured at the beginning. You might be featured on the episode. So don't be shy. Send me your questions. Send me whatever riddles you got, segments you want to be a guest. Just email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right, guys. But before I go any further, I got to give you the sponsor. You know, I know this is, you love my sponsors, right? I love my sponsors. Shout out to my past sponsors. The owner of this business, she's going to be featured on my next episode. So, you know, I'm just giving you a little bit heads up, all right? Boom. Okay, our sponsor, and if you've been listening to me for the past couple weeks, then you know who the sponsor is. Synesthesia. That's right, guys. She's back. I don't know why. I'm glad. I'm not going to say no. Shoot. Okay. So, Synesthesia is a brand new boutique here in the city of Wilmington. Okay. Everything is under $30. $30, guys. Come on. Pants, shoes, shirts. They have accessories. They also have art featured by Wilmington artists. So, come support, you know, young talent. Talent, period. You know, just come support. There's nothing better than somebody following their dreams. And all these people, starting from the owner Synesthesia to the people that she carries their artwork, they're also trying to do something that they love. So come support that dream. Come support the dream, guys, please. All right, a little info about Synesthesia. Synesthesia is an ordinary word, which means words have taste, names have color, and numbers glide into space. People with synesthesia consider it an extra ability, kind of like a sixth sense, okay? It's owned by a Wilmington native that she considers herself just a girl with tons of dreams. You know, she decided to open a store and, you know, provide great quality products at a reasonable price. That's it. Come on, guys. Support local business owners. Not only is she a great sponsor, but she's also a great person. Pretty soon, in a couple weeks, I'm venturing to a new thing, which I'm going to be a speaker, or I'm going to have a booth at Dominguez Hills. Yeah, they consider me an entrepreneur. I don't know why. But hey, if I could help somebody, then I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to talk to 600 plus students from all over SoCal. So yeah, so hopefully I don't curse too much, because I don't think I'd be a good role model. So I'm trying not to make it too blue. But you never know. I might change my mind like I do everything else. Come check out her shop. Come check out her boutique. She has a lot of great things for women and men. New inventory is stocked every Friday. So, you know, come on Friday. Get all those new products, guys. Because they fly out the shelves, man. Last week, she said, last week she posted a couple stuff, and then a couple days after she had a post that she only had limited sizes. So make sure you make your way to her shop, because her stuff doesn't last long. Hopefully you guys answer the riddle. You're going to hear it again at the end of this episode. So please do that. I have gifts. I have hats. I have stickers. I have pieces of art that I bought on my trips. Like I said, I went to Marlene's exhibition. And a couple past weeks, I went to Miss Yellow's exhibition in Long Beach. You know, I bought some goodies. I want to give them to you guys. Help me give them to you guys. All right. But don't forget, just send me an email. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave me a comment telling me hi. That's it. Just say hi. And then rate 5 stars, please. 5 stars. Or if you have, that's iTunes. And if you have SoundCloud, do the same. Subscribe, say hi, and you'll really make my day. Shout out to all the people that have been encouraging me to keep doing this. You know, Ralph Retro. I'm DJ Ralph Retro. Ambiguous Culture. They were actually my very first guest on my old podcast, but they're officially, like, they were my number one, my first guest ever. I'm very thankful that they're very patient with me, because I was really nervous. I had never done it before. I still get nervous to this day, but I mean, they were my first people. They were the first ones I interviewed, and I mean, to me, believe it or not, I'm pretty shy, and I'm not that well spoken, and I get into my own head about that. But I'm trying my best not to, you know, let that bother me as much, because I just want to entertain you guys, and I want to bring a lot of talented people out into the light, and I want the light to shine on them, and I want you guys to experience their talent. That's it. All right, guys, I'll leave you with that. But remember, there's a song in between. Ha! I love you guys.
Ya son las tres, sigo preocupado, sigo enamorado de ti.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I'm sitting here with Armando Guzman, the midfielder for Los Angeles Galaxy. He plays for the Special Olympics team. How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
How's your day so far?
It's a hot day.
Yeah, man, I know. Trust me, I know. I hate the heat. I hate it, man. I can't wait for like winter, even though we don't really get winter like other places, but it's better than right now, you know?
True.
Like, I'd rather be cold than the heat, because like, you can't do nothing when you're in the heat. All you can do is take all your clothes off. But then at the end of the day, that's it. You know, it's still hot. But and during the winter, like if you're cold, you can put more clothes and more clothes on. So
yep.
Yeah, man. So man, congratulations. Before I start, before I you know get on my rants, congratulations on winning the championship for the, you know, like you won it on Sunday, right? Like a couple Sundays ago.
Yeah, but it was a good season.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, did you score? Did you score any goals?
I wish. Yeah. I played defense.
Oh, I thought you were a midfielder. I announced you as a midfielder.
They just switched me recently, not big deal. Yeah. I kind of go back and forth.
All right. So how long have you been playing for the Galaxy?
This is my second year now.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's my second year. It's been such a great experience so far. You know, I think all the coaches and, you know, and the staff, you know, everybody's been really nice about everything. Tried out again for the second time. Made it. You mean, I was happy about it.
So you have to try every time? You have to try every season?
Yeah, every season, it's always a tryout, you know?
What?
They always have a tryout. A lot of people, a lot of the same people can't make it sometimes, but okay. You stay on your toes kind of stuff.
So how long can somebody play? Like in the team, like how many, I guess how many contracts can you sign with them until like they're like okay?
I think the age limit is 24.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as to your age, and you're 21, so you still got 3 years.
I still got 3 years. I'll keep trying out and keep hoping to make it.
So you started playing for them when you were 19, then?
Yeah.
Oh wow. And did you guys win last season?
We had an okay record. We didn't win last season.
Oh, you guys didn't win the championship?
No, we didn't. So but it was a good season too, though.
So, like, you just play? Do you play on just the big MLS teams? Do you play like the second division MLS teams? Like okay, let me see. Let me try work my way back to the question. Right? Like, you know how they have Galaxy 2?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes like Arizona doesn't have a main team, so. Do you play their second, like their Special Olympic team, maybe?
No, we just play against other MOS teams.
Oh, okay.
So we'll go and play against those teams that they have, and you mean the good experiences like we get playing those stadiums. So that's pretty cool.
Do you play for like every single team? Does every team have a Special Olympic, a unified Special Olympic team? I guess.
Not everybody. There's some teams that are still like getting theirs, but like San Jose, we went against them, and that was their first year.
All right.
So,
oh wow.
You mean?
So you whooped them twice.
Yeah. We welcomed them in that way. Yeah. But
you whooped them twice because you whooped them over there, and then you just beat them like 4-0, right?
Yeah.
And then when you went over there, you beat them 7 or 6-0.
It was like 5-2.
Oh, so, 5-2. Yeah. Oh, damn, man, you just that's. I mean, that's not really a friendly welcome, but you know, that's it's a welcome, I guess.
It is a welcome.
So, I mean, they're our rival team. They're the big, you know, rival team. So you always want to beat them.
Of course, you know.
The main team couldn't, but
but at least we could. So you know, someone has to win.
Yeah, see, you can't. You guys have to defend home at least.
Yeah,
you
know? We gotta defend home and represent them better.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. I want to talk smack, but I know you're representing the LA Galaxy, and it wouldn't be on your best interest to talk shit about them.
No, of course, you know.
So I'm not even gonna get there, but I just want to let you know that I'm not a happy fan. I'm sure. Like, if you're an LA Galaxy fan, you know, aren't either happy with the way the season's going so far, but
yeah, it's been a rough season.
Yeah. So how did you get in the team, man? I'm trying to get out that subject because it gets me a little depressed. So get into the team?
Well,
the
Galaxy team? Well, last season was my first time trying out everything. You know, it was a long tryout. You know, usually it goes for like, we get there like at 8 to check in, and we stay there until like 6 p.m.
Wow.
Long trial. End of the day, you mean we work hard. They have us, they like test us on it as how we are with our team and how we are with others, and then individually, how we perform. You mean one of the big things that I communicate a lot on the field, I'm really good with my teammates.
You're a screamer.
You know what I mean? I yell at them, and I do get frustrated, but that's just my personality, talking to everybody on the field.
I mean, you have to be. You have to communicate. It's very important, you know, especially like on a team sport. You have to tell people, like, if they're not doing what they're supposed to, like, gotta check them, man.
Yeah, no, of course, you know, you gotta let them know. And so, you know, I mean, last season I was the captain. It was, you know,
oh,
it was
a good experience. Yeah, I saw that. How was that, man?
It was good. You mean a lot of, on your shoulder though.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I did get injured.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So
like, what happened?
I pulled hamstring.
You didn't stretch or what? Not enough.
I think, you know what I mean, just happens. Yeah. And so, fortunately, that's how the season ended. And you know, we ended up with a draw last game, but I mean that was last season. This season is probably the best season.
Yeah.
I mean, new teammates, some of the old as well, and it was a good group. I think it was the best season like they have ever had, from what the coaches have said. So yeah,
that's cool. I like that. I want to join that team now, but I can't. I'm too old. I'm 28, so I became a fan about 2 or 3 years, the year that Donovan left.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the time that I started becoming a fan.
Okay.
So I mean, I knew the Galaxy were around, but I never really paid attention to them. I also play soccer. I play on a Sunday league.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not good. I'm not even gonna try to challenge you because you'll whoop me. You know, and it's hot outside, so I don't think you would want to either. You know, but yeah. But yeah, man, like, I get that part. Like, communicating, I'm a screamer, too. Like, when I'm on the field, like, I'm not the captain. I'm the second. But, like, if the captain doesn't come, then they put me in as his representative. But,
yeah.
Like, I scream. I don't care. I yell at them. They yell at me back, and I check them. Like, Charlie whores them if I have to. I know they're my teammates, but I don't care, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
They shouldn't talk to me. They should respect me. So, yeah, man, but how does it work? Like, how many people, like, do they recruit for the team? Like, how many people try out, and usually how many people stay?
Usually, you mean, like, this season we had 6 or 8 that stood. Uh-huh. Usually 20 make the team. Okay. That's, like, the cap. But when trials come, it's a lot of people that show up. You know, I think up to, like, 90, 80 people, you know, even more. You mean, that's just how trials go, and you know, we have a lot of people show up. They only pick 20, and they kind of go from there, and they pick the athletes and the partners. So,
what's that?
The individuals that have disabilities, and then the partners are the guys who, like myself, come in and support them. And they're our teammates. You know, you treat them as equal and nothing less.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, coming in there, you know, tryouts are always pretty difficult. You know, you're nervous. You look at the guy next to you, on your left, on your right, and you know, you wonder, can you take them on? But you're really happy seeing everyone else that you know from the last season. I mean, my first time I was nervous. Second time around, I felt more confident, more easy going and coming in.
Yeah.
Because I knew the staff. I knew what I had to do to get in again. Uh-huh. And I mean, just going in, I just had a different mentality.
Do you, like, when you're trying out, do you kind of know, like, that guy's not going to make the team? Like, you kind of have a feeling about who is going to make it and who doesn't, who won't?
No, usually, you mean, when you go in there, you don't know. You never know. I mean, there's some guys you think, man, they're going to make it, and then they just don't. You mean? Something, maybe their attitude going in.
Yeah.
You mean, maybe a little too cocky. So I just, you know, I try to stay humble about it and just play. And, I mean, just just say hi everybody and just try to be good with everyone.
So like, do you ever feel bad, like, because you just said you were a screamer, do you ever feel bad, like, when there's somebody like on your team that's from like disability and you're starting to scream at them, like, do you ever like oh man, I probably shouldn't have done that or something, or can they take it, like,
I think sometimes they know that they need to get that little push. And then sometimes, you know what I mean, I'll know when it's too much. Okay. And I talk to everybody just equally the same, you know what I mean? All my teammates, you know, I got to tell them how it is. I mean, for the most part, you know what I mean, how you say, just everybody's pretty good with everything, and they're good with me and how I yell.
Yeah, they already know that that's part of you, so they already know, like, not to take it offensively, right?
Yeah, because that's just part of my game.
So how long have you been playing? Like, before I even start with that, like, how does that work? Like, do they have open tryouts, or do they go to schools and they pick people, or how does that work? How do they recruit people to join the team or to try out?
Usually it's like open tryouts, and sometimes it's invitational, so it's kind of a little bit of both.
How did you get in, like,
open or invitation? Just a word of mouth from another friend. You mean, let me know about it, and I kind of looked more information about it, and I kind of figured, I mean, this might be something I'm interested in. Just came out to just kind of try out, see what's all about, and I mean, went in there open-minded, and you know, man, came out to be one of the best things. So
yeah, man. So have you got any other opportunities coming? Like, are there even other teams allowed to, like, get people from, like, you know, like, I mean, scout or recruit people from the Olympic team?
Well, yeah, that can happen. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, we had some players from our team that tried out for Galaxy 2.
No, I mean, San Jose Special Olympic team, like, get somebody from the LA Special Olympic team.
Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. We just,
or, like, trade.
No, I know. Last season we had jokes about that, trading, you know. But other than that, I mean, it's just, it's you have your teams, you know, you can't really do trades, you know.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be interesting. That'd be something new, you know what I mean? Just do a little trade.
They force you, like, to live somewhere new, or they ship you, like, every game. And do you get a tryout? Is it like a regular team where you have to practice every day, or, like, how does that work? Do you just practice on your own?
No, you practice every day with your team. Your coaches have a way of doing things. You mean, our coaches are fairly strict, but at the same time, they expect us to do our things on our own as well. Uh-huh. So, you mean, they expect us to stay conditioned on our own, but when we go to practice, it's mostly just passing, shooting, and just our formations and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Training's pretty good.
Do you ever practice with the first team, or, like, the Galaxy 2?
Sometimes they would come out to us. We had scrimmages with the Galaxy staff and the coaching staff and front office staff, stuff like that. So it's been pretty fun.
Have you played with, like, Boateng?
No, he would outrun me.
Yeah, I wonder how it feels to play with that guy.
Oh man, that guy is—he's such a nice guy, but he's so quick. You know?
Yeah.
I think he's probably the fastest on the Galaxy.
He is, like, for sure. He is, like, I think him and they were saying that Diop was the second fastest. Like, I listened to the Corner of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And Josh Gessman goes to their he's the host of the podcast.
Yeah.
And he goes into their practices, and I guess one of the practices that he was on, like, I guess they sprint like that, like a race between him and Diop, and they were like the fastest two, and they ended up, and Boateng ended up beating him, so he got crowned the fastest. Yeah, man, that's cool. Like, do you guys have any, like, inside practice or jokes like that? Like,
yeah, we have a little things. You mean, we have one guy named Carlos. You mean, he's the buff guy of the team. I like to challenge with him, but he's our big guy.
Like, what, lifting or what?
Yeah, he just strength. When you're with the ball and you're running, you try to push the other guy down. Yeah. You know, usually, you know, going with him, it's gonna be a tough one. Dang. So, yeah, I mean, we do have our fastest on our team. His name is Dauda. He's from Nigeria. He's a really quick player.
Yeah,
fast guy's quick. Yeah, I don't like defending against him, but if I have to, I mean, I try to try to use my body against him, but he's really quick.
Yeah, you can't.
Which makes you better though.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it sucks when you're going, like, you want to body somebody that's faster than you, because you just, like, when you go to body him, like, you just lose balance if you don't hit him, or if you, like, you have to hit him just right, because if you don't, then, like, you're the one that loses the balance, because he's a little forward than you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had those, like, experiences too, and I'm a big guy, so people, like, they challenge me a lot, and I'm not strong, so I end up falling.
Yeah.
But I just hold my leg and, like, you know, roll on the ground, like, ah, oh, my knee, and then stopping the game, you know. That's part of the game, guys. I know everybody's, like, talk smack about it, but, like, you need to sometimes pretend that you got fouled. That way you could breathe a little bit, because, I mean, running for an hour, you know, it's not easy, you know, like, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and... You know, just, yeah, guys, yeah. You guys, if you don't know how about soccer, then you should keep your mouth shut. I don't know why I'm being so defensive. I know. Okay, I'll stop. All right. So you said every contract is like, it's just for a whole year.
Yeah, it just goes for the I believe just till December. So right now our season is pretty much over, but we just. We'll have team outings still, and we'll still hang out outside of practice and outside of the Galaxy. But you mean we have the end of the season kind of a party.
Okay.
And just kind of, you mean, thank everybody for all the support and all that stuff. So, you mean, till then, you mean, just December, we'll probably see some of the teammates probably next month, hopefully, and hopefully sooner than that. So that's kind of
how it's September already.
Yeah, so not too far.
So probably, like, what, you'll see them back in October?
Probably, yeah.
So like in 2 weeks.
I see them soon, so yeah. that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So do you get the same benefits as, like, the, like, with nutrition and all that the first team and the second team do?
Yeah, you mean Herbalife's a big sponsor of us, so we get a lot of their stuff after games, before games. We'll get, like, the Herbalife milkshakes after, and, you know, I mean, the Dr. Diana, I believe, she comes out and stuff. She's really nice. She comes out and helps us out and let us know what's the best things to eat, what we should be eating, what should be putting into our bodies. So, yeah.
Dude, so they construct like a meal plan for you for like the week or something?
Pretty much have to talk to her personally if you want to get something like that. Oh, Other than that, they give you the basics, which is pretty good.
Yeah, so like what are the basics?
Just tell you. I mean, lay off the carbs and watch heavy meats. Oh. And she tells us to... stay on the Herbalife, you know. Yeah. And, you know, we try. You know, a lot of players try. Sometimes, we got some guys who want to eat that In-N-Out, cheeseburger and stuff like that, so.
Are you good about it? Like, are you able to keep the diet, or?
Yeah, I've been okay about it, trying to eat healthier, trying to get ready for the falling season, and, start now. It's never too late, or too early, so.
So how long have you been a fan of the Galaxy? Did you grow up watching them?
Galaxy, I've kind of was a fan before I did the tryout, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I was like interested about it. I was a fan maybe when I was about 17 16. I was a little starting to like them, heard more about them. I think I really liked it because of Dave Beckham was one of the big names. But getting in there, became a fan, went to a lot of the games. My parents and friends would go out to the game, so big fan of them.
Do you get benefits like playing with the team, like you, like free tickets to go or something like that?
Yeah, we'll get the tickets to go and support the team. I mean, it's always good to support the first team, win or lose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we'll get the benefits and just be thankful for them, you know.
So like usually how it works is the main team plays, and then after the game's done, that's when you guys go take the field, right?
Yeah, and so, sometimes before as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been to a game that you guys played before, but that's cool.
It was only once, I believe. It was in the morning. It was not the best experience, but, you got to wake up early.
I always wonder, like, how does it feel to step on that, like, on that field?
Yeah, it's a really good experience. I mean, the coaches always tell us to take in the experience and just enjoy the moment, you know? So.
Because from, like, where I sit at the nosebleed section, so it looks kind of small, but I bet, like, how many players usually, like, is it, like, a regular, like, 11? Or do they put more players? Because it's a big field.
They would do the full 11, you know what I mean? Wow. It's a big field. We do subs and all that, and, it's really great. It's a huge field, though. It feels nice the way they're just passing the ball and sheeting and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, man. I've never played with on a field that's perfect. Like, I, you know, like I play in Sunday League, so it's like a pot, like holes everywhere. Like, it's mostly dirt. And, you know, you might as well wear like regular shoes because like cleats don't really help you with that dirt.
Yeah, no.
You know, and like all that dirt sometimes, like when you slide, there's rocks. So you end up cutting yourself on the rocks. I want to play for the Galaxy. If you guys don't already fucking get it, I want to play for them. I'm too old. My chance is gone. I'm trying to live through him. So yeah, but besides the LA Galaxy, you're a coach, right? For the Hacienda United Soccer Club, or what? Yeah. What is it like?
Oh, it's a development team. You know what I mean? I coach the Hacienda United, and we have two teams. We have a boys and a girls team, and I help coach them and just help those kids develop from, you know, AYSO to get out and improve their skills. And even if they continue to stay, and that's fine, but it just makes them better. And the whole point of Hacienda United is for them to develop and get better.
How long have you been coaching them?
It's our first, we just finished our first season. Okay. Kind of finishing our first. We'll be done by like September. Then we start up again in the beginning of September again. It's been great, you know. It's the first time we have this team, so it's just something new.
Is this your team, like that one you created?
Yeah, you mean something that I was able to create, just the support of the parents. And,
that's cool. So this is your team, right?
Yeah, this is my team, you know. Wow. And I've just been ever since then.
Well, what made you want to like coach a team, like be a soccer coach?
No, honestly, it was just the kids. You know what I mean? They really wanted to play together. And unfortunately, anyway, so you know, they can't play together. And a lot of kids from clubs usually doubt the experience and like the playing skills that they have. So when we brought them into, moving them into a club, playing against club competition, surprisingly did very well. So we decided, hey, let's try to make something happen.
Is this like a traveling team? Or?
Yeah, we travel. We played in Torrance, Santa Monica. We played in LA, Upland. We played at different locations, Chino Hills.
So like this team. So you said they play in different, like, how do you know them, like, all together? Because you just said that they're all playing different teams, right? Like, most of them?
Yeah.
So, like, how do you know them? How did they recruit them? Like oh, you're good, so come to my team. Is that what you do? Or?
Well, it started off with the Spring Select, you know what I mean? We got it was like an AYSO team that kind of started off. Uh-huh. And then from there, we were able to, get them together. It's like you pick the best players. So we got the best players, got them in the team, but after the season's over with AYSO, they want to keep playing together.
Yeah.
So we figured, okay, well let's have them keep playing together. We start off as a Friday team, and then we move forward into playing Saturdays and Friday games and Sunday games.
Oh, okay. So you also coach a
an AYSO. There you go.
You see me struggling. Why don't you help me?
I was thinking,
man,
what you were saying.
I'm drowning over here. Pull me up. So that you coach that, and then after that, that's when you're like, oh, you know what? Like, just let's keep on playing after the season's over. Right?
Yeah, and a lot of kids still do AYSO Region 23, which is good. And I like the region a lot, but at the same time, I wanted those kids to keep playing, getting better. And so we decided, hey, let's make it happen. We got support from the parents, got support from a lot of people, and yeah, there we go.
So what's the age group that you coach?
I coach from 2007 boys to 2004 boys, okay. And then for my girls, I coach from 2007 girls to 2003 girls, actually.
So. Okay, so it's by the year that they're born.
Yeah, so it goes wide, and we try, and then we do like U12, U13, U14. So it's like a year, and then we push them into their brackets.
Oh, okay. So is it like a co-ed team?
We have them play separate. I mean, girls and the boys. But occasionally we'll have them practice together just to make the girls stronger and the boys get challenged. Because sometimes they doubt the girls, but the girls
One of my ex-girlfriends, she used to play soccer in high school.
Yeah.
She was better than me, man. It's embarrassing. I mean, embarrassing for me because I thought I was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then I would play against her. Like, obviously, I could body her, but like when it came to speed, like she got me every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And then she had better accuracy than I did. You know how you're like, you hit the pole or the crossbar or the corners? Like,
yeah.
Man, she was a beast at that. And I was like, man, I fucking hate you. Like, no. You're supposed to let me win. But then I guess she fell in love with me because of that. Because she thought I was letting her win, but I was really trying my hardest.
I got you.
Yeah. So, is the LA Galaxy and the Hacienda United, are they affiliated anyway?
No, it's just something separate. But streaming, I try to bring what I do have to the table, to the kids. You know what I mean? They always get really impressed with it, and I try to do my best. That's why it's a little more pressure, you know?
Yeah.
If I don't perform with the Galaxy, then the kids are like, Coach, what are you doing? And I gotta keep working hard.
Do they watch you? Do they go to the games and watch you play?
Yeah, too? I mean, a lot of times they come support, and it's really, I mean, it's great to have them there, great to see them.
Wow. So is it just you, the only member from the LA Galaxy that coaches them, or do you have like an assistant or something like that?
Just me, and then, you mean, I got my girlfriend helping me out, and I got my mom helping me out.
But you just broke a lot of hearts there, man.
Yeah, you know, just got them, you know, got those two ladies in my life helping me out, and all that's right. Pretty much it, mom and girlfriend, you mean, make it work. You know, it's a lot of kids, and I got to coach all of them, so I try to figure it out, so.
So like right now that you're, are you out of contract already?
No, still in until December.
December, right.
Then you mean.
So after that, you have to try out again. But in between that, can you, like, the season starts when, like, March?
Yeah, it starts in March. So between that, you mean, I have tried out, like, done other teams and stuff. Uh-huh. I tried out for, like, a USL team once.
Okay.
Which is, like, a second division team. I go out to try out. You mean, it's always a great experience just to see the competition.
Did you try out, like, oh, sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, just to see the competition, just get better, get a little taste of what. Yeah. The competition is.
So you're allowed to go to the second team?
Well, yeah, you mean, it's always welcome. I know some other players from our team have tried, you mean. Yeah. And, it's just a good experience to just try it out.
Yeah.
It's a lot more competitive, though, but...
Yeah. I think it was in the summer or before the summer. Like, they held tryouts. Like, can you try out for the second team around that time? Because at that time, you're on contract card.
Yeah, you mean, you can do that. I don't see there's an issue. Usually anything that's within the Galaxy, it's like with... If it's outside the Galaxy, then there's a little bit of an issue there.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that. Because, I mean, if you play, like, I'm sure everybody from your team wants to, like, jump into the second team, you know, and hopefully play for the first. But,
yeah, I think it's a go.
Yeah, but, I mean, that would suck. Like, oh, no, you're in our contract, so you can't go into the second team because... Has any player ever done that?
No, I think the one that's been the closest was Carlos. I mean, I heard that he was pretty close in getting in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Has any other team, have you ever any other team do that jump, make that jump?
I haven't heard about it. You know what I mean? It's been close, but it hasn't been done yet, so.
You know how long this team, the Unified team's been, like, for how long have they had the program?
I think this is their fourth year. Okay. I believe it's their fourth or third year, and it's, you know, they've been probably the best one in all of MLS.
Yeah.
To do it, you know what I mean? They're like leading the charge, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the way they do things, the way the team is, you know, put together. I think it's the best in all the other teams. You know.
Are you just saying that?
No.
So what's next for you, man?
I'm just coaching. I think right now I'll focus on coaching and focus on practicing on my own and practicing other teams. You know what I mean? And just trying to get conditioned, get ready for the following season. And then coach and just focus on those teams and help the teams just get better. You know what I mean? Hopefully Hacienda gets a trophy. Hopefully.
So where are you at right now with Hacienda?
I'm at Hacienda United. You know, it's in Hacienda.
How many? What did you say right now? It's two teams?
Hacienda United. Two teams.
Oh.
I mean, one. Of course, it's a boys team and a girls team. So.
Okay. So how far are they right now?
They're pretty much towards the end of their season. We're just adding new kids right now and trying to make sure that we recruit and scout right, and then get them ready for, like, September 22nd, where we have a tournament at StubHub. So it's pretty good. Yeah, so it should be fun.
Wow. Has any like, the kids that you coach, have they tried out for any of the teams? Because I know they have. They just added a girls team. So, like, the girls that you coach, have they tried jumping into the Galaxy girls club?
We haven't had any of the girls try out for that, but we have had my younger brother. He tried out for the LA Galaxy Orange County team.
Okay.
And he made it, so, you know what I mean? He's on that team. He's at the pre-academy, so...
So, we got a rival now.
I know, right?
LAFC.
Oh, yeah, right?
Because the Orange County became LAFC, right?
No, it became Galaxy. He's always with us, but...
Oh, what? I thought Orange County became LAFC.
No, no. They used to be, I think... Well, Orange County went ALC, but it's Orange County Galaxy. So it's like a Galaxy Academy located in Orange County. So it gets kind of confused sometimes.
Yeah, like that. Right now, I was like, you got a rival, your brother. Yeah, you're going to go up against him now.
Yeah, I know people are talking about LAFC having a unified team as well.
Oh, yeah? Do you know if they're going to? Or?
They will. They will have one following season, so it should be interesting how that works. We'll have a rematch going on there, too.
So, are you allowed to joke, like, let's say, like, oh, man, Galaxy's not having a good season, or I already got a championship with Galaxy, let me try to go to LAFC and try to win-win with them. Like, is that
running? I don't know about that one. No. Yeah.
Your Galaxy true die or something. What's that saying?
Galaxy till I die, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, that's cool. You bleed blue and yellow, right?
I think it's...
gold,
blue, white, and gold. There we go. So blue, white, and gold.
Should go to the hospital, get that check. Oh, how to make that joke, guys. It was just sitting there. Like, where can they find you? Like,
you can, you know, just look me up at Hacienda United Soccer. That's the Hacienda United page, or you can look me up at Leapfrog 30.
Leapfrog 30. What's that name about? Why Leapfrog 30?
Oh, Leapfrog 30. Well, long story short, it's just, I mean, I used to play volleyball. And, you know, the way I squat was kind of like a frog, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Team roasting me. So, you know, Leapfrog 30 just became a thing, you know. And I just, ever since then, just Leapfrog 30.
That's
I just,
what they used to call you, Leapfrog?
They called me Leapfrog. And then 30 just because that was my favorite number.
Oh, okay.
I picked it a couple times for my sports. I didn't pick it for my Galaxy team just because I decided to pick different numbers. But
what's your number for Galaxy?
Last season was 6. This season 17.
Why? Why'd you change it?
I had a 17 because, you know, legit. He's pretty legit. So okay. I was like, you know, I'll keep the 17. I like the number. And then 6 last season was just an inside thing. Just kind of something that I liked. But 30 always been my number, so I kept it that way. I haven't changed my username since I started my account. So
are you going to, like, next season, are you going to go to 30 or are you just going to keep it?
You know, if I make it next season, I'll probably go 30.
Man,
you know?
It got to be when I make it, not
when
if
I make it.
Man, I'm trying to get people to go see you next season because this season, it's done. It ended. Obviously, I just mentioned they're the champs. So they're going to be champs for a couple months. But then next season when it starts, I want you guys to go check them out. You know, like that's the purpose of this, guys. As you guys know, if you're a new listener, I like to play a game called Sevens. You know, I got this game was made for the Never Not Funny podcast. But I'm not creative, and I don't have the time to make an app. I just stole theirs, you know? Hey, but I paid for it, so I didn't really steal it. I'm giving them credit, so I didn't really steal it. So if you guys want to know how it really works, go check them out. This is the junior, the bootleg version of it, pretty much. My version, but still fun. I think it's fun. So the purpose of the game. I like playing, at the end of the year, I'm gonna give the high score. I'm gonna give them something. I'm thinking a hat or maybe a fat head of my face, you know, or fat head, give them a thumbs up. So every day you see that, and you know, you gotta start your day right because I'm giving a thumbs up. So yeah, so far the high score is 22. Your job is to get 23 or higher. You know, the high score you could possibly get is 49. You have 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. And yeah, I think that's it. I think I covered it all. All right, so. The categories are general, movies, TV show, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and their music, all those 80s, 90s music, 80s music, 70s music, the 2000s, 2000 music, stand-up, superheroes, movies, action, movies, comedy, movies, rom-com, movies, award winner, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. I'm gonna give you a clue. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to try to help you out. Go for something that you think I'm going to be good at giving you. Because this is how it works. You're pretty much relying on me to give you good clues. So, I'm going to give you my phone. And as you choose a category, I'm going to give people my plugs. All right? Just all right. Click on the category that you want and hand it back to me.
All right. Let's see.
All right, guys. Before I want to thank you guys for listening, obviously. But you can find me at Let Me Know Pod. That's all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You could
pick the animals.
Animals, all right, cool.
Let's see how this works.
All right. So you could find me at Let Me Know Pod on all social medias. If you have a question, comment, you want to be a guest, you have a segment that maybe you think would be a good, you know, a good fit, email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate us on Instagram. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a comment. And you might as well just tell me how good of a job I'm doing. You know, you're already there. So, yeah, share with your friends. The same thing for SoundCloud. Just share with your friends. You know, do what you got to do. Make everybody's, all my guests, their dreams possible, because this is pretty much the goal. I'm trying to help them out. It really doesn't. Obviously, I love talking. I love meeting new people. So, I mean, that's what I get. But at the end of the day, I want to help them out whatever they want. You know, they want to be like him. He wants to join us. I mean, he plays for the Galaxy. I'm sure he wants to. He wants you guys to come and support him. Like, if the Galaxy sees that, oh, you know, he's getting a lot of people, they might trip, like, play him for a full game. You know, I don't know how long you play. I didn't even ask you. Do you play the full 90?
Sometimes. Do you mean this time? I played one half, the second half. Play the full half.
Oh, so
it's pretty good. Yeah.
See, if you got, you're over there like Armand Le Guzman, right?
Yeah.
Armand Le Guzman with the, like, if you see a bunch of people, like, oh, you know what? We're going to play him more. He's already captain, or he was captain. He might be the captain for full season, you know? Are you captain for full season?
Last season, yeah. This season, you mean, it wasn't, but it's all right. You know what I mean?
See, next season, guys, you got to come support. That make a tifo or something saying Guzman should be the next captain. And, like, get a picture off his Instagram and, like, the Star Trek, like, the bottom, and then with his face on it, you know?
Oh, my God.
What?
Right? That would be pretty good, though. That would be pretty good.
Or, I mean, if you like Star Wars, like, pick a captain from there, like Obi-Wan or somebody. I don't know.
That would work.
So, yeah, so we're going to play sevens now. All right. So you have 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. The high score is 22, all right? We're going to play 2 games. This is just a practice one for you. Oh, it's a dog with, like, fluffy hair.
A poodle?
When the dog is not big, but it's my, what is it?
Chihuahua?
No, like, it's when a dog is in... Okay, my fault. It's, like, a type of bee. It's the one that stings you.
A wasp?
It was a big part of Lion King. They laugh a lot.
The hyena? The snake?
They have a pouch on their stomach.
Kangaroo.
It's a baseball team. It's a bird. For Louisiana.
Gators?
No. Oh, you got it, right? You got it. Ooh, 19, man. Oh. All right, so I'm going to give you another shot. It's going to be your second shot. So pick another category. If you want the same one, pick the same one.
I did pretty good, but I don't know. Maybe I should pick something different. Let me try another round with animals. I think I can beat it. All right, I think, man. So.
All right.
Let's see.
I like your attitude. It's like really slow. It's
supposed sloth?
To, yeah.
All right.
It's a long-ass word. It's there's a game of it. Like, you got to eat a bunch of marbles.
Hippopotamus? Or hippo?
It's a type of fish. It's shape of a star.
A starfish?
It's a mammal that saves people, supposedly. It's silver. It's like SeaWorld.
Shamu.
It's a type of dog. With long hair, with long ears.
Wow, I don't know.
It's like
wars.
No, it's
seal. There we go.
It's it delivers babies. It's a bird.
Oh, the crane.
No, it's the other one.
The
man,
dang it.
It's a stork.
Stork, there we go.
All right, well, your score is 19.
Dang it. All right,
so
19.
I'll put you for 19. Alright, guys, before I end it, though, you know this is your favorite part. This is another type of little game I like to play, but it's not really a game. Alright. So, I like to give you guys a riddle. Alright, the purpose for the riddle is I want you guys to communicate with me. You know, I want to see you participate, I guess. So, we had one winner, so I'm hoping you guys are trying. Tell your friends. All you guys got to do is answer the riddle by DMing me the answer. But you don't just win at that. You also have to repost the episode and tag a friend, tag me and one of your friends that you feel is gonna like this episode pretty much, or any episode that's gonna like the podcast in general. All right. So like I said, so far we had one winner. I want to keep this going. I'm happy. Thank you for the winner. I do announce the winner on my Instagram. So you want to know who wins? Just stay tuned to that. All right. The riddle is, I am very heavy forward, but backwards I'm not. Okay. That's the answer, guys. I mean, that's the answer. That's the riddle, guys. All right. Well, before I end it, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of your day. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you guys for supporting me and supporting all of my guests. And for just participating. I understand that you guys don't have to do any of this. And you guys, I'm just happy that I get 2 or 3 listens. You know, I'm happy with that. Because that's, you guys are going out your way. So I really appreciate it. And I love you, every single one of you guys. All right, well, I'll leave you with that, guys. Go check him out. Check his Instagram. Check his Facebook. Check him out on Hacienda United. Let your kids try out. I'm not saying they're going to make the team, but at least let them try out. All right, well, with that, guys, I'll see you next time. Bye.